There's a frenetic energy in the air as the 2010 election season enters its final weekend, and the candidates zig and zag from one end of the state to the other in the last push to get out the vote and maybe sway those few undecided voters. But inside the district office of Congressman Michael Capuano in Cambridge, it's unusually tranquil. Capuano, who represents the 8th District, is the only member of the Massachusetts congressional delegation running unopposed. With all the talk of the House turning red after Tuesday, we sat down this week with Capuano and asked him if he thinks the all-blue Massachusetts delegation is at risk.
No, I don't think so. I think you might have asked me a couple of weeks ago. I might have felt differently, but I don't think so. I think all the incumbents are all relatively safe. Some of the numbers will go down. We all know that. This current wave of anger will drive all our numbers down. It won't drive them down enough to lose.
If the House goes Republican, what do you expect the working atmosphere to be up on Capitol Hill? A lot of people are predicting that it'll be more partisan than ever, that the differences between the right and the left will be sharper, and it'll be harder to find middle ground on key pieces of legislation.
I think that's 100% correct for two reasons. Number one is the potential speaker, the Republican speaker, John Boehner, has already said publicly that he expects to work with Democrats less than ever before. Number two is stop and think about who's getting elected. Most of the moderate Republicans were defeated in primaries. They've been ridding themselves of anybody who could reach across the aisle. Mike Castle is the best example that I can think of. In the House, Mike was pretty solid Republican, but he was a moderate one. And we all knew we could talk to him, had a chance of getting him to maybe help us on a given issue, even if we had a compromise on it. And they killed him in the Delaware primary and gave us Christine O'Donnell. And that's been happening across the country. The idea of consensus is not what they're running for. They're running, you know, on their own definition of a crusade, and the rule will generally be to not work with us at all.
You're very close to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. What do you say in response to all those ads on television that basically portray her as the person primarily responsible for what's wrong with America?
I guess to me it's pretty natural. We did the same thing to Newt Gingrich. When I ran in 98, all I had to do was, to most of my constituents, just say the word Newt, and a whole litany of things came to mind. So we did it to him. We did it to Tom DeLay. Nancy's the speaker. It was inevitable that they were going to do it to her at some point. And if Nancy survives, great. If she doesn't survive as speaker, whoever becomes the speaker, Democrat or Republican, it will take a few years for the other party to vilify them. And 2 years from now, you'll be seeing somebody else who's fully to blame for every ill of the world. And I think it's part of political life.
So let me ask about a big important issue, the national health care law, or Obamacare, as its opponents like to call it. Do you think there'll be a big effort to roll it back? Will an effort to roll it back be successful?
There will be a big effort to roll it back because they have made political promises to do it. It will hopefully not be successful. It will probably be successful in the House if they take the House, because that simply takes a majority vote. But I think that in the Senate, with the 60-vote rule, and it's kind of funny, I've been warning some of my friends for a long time that people have complained about the 60-vote rule for the last several years, and they're right to complain about it, but the things that I believe in may now well be protected by that 60-vote rule. And my hope is that there are enough Democrats in the Senate to stop any repeal of the bill.
Outside of health care, what is it about the Democratic agenda you think is most at risk if Republicans do take charge?
I personally think that everything that I believe in is at risk. I do think that they'll go after everything on the agenda that people like me agree with, most notably tax and economic policies. I think that they will go back towards the idea that all tax cuts are sacrosanct. You have to cut everybody's taxes, which I think is ridiculous. I think we have to have money to run the country. And with those tax cuts will come a combination, a rightful combination of concern with the deficit. I think that's a fair thing. But that means significant and serious cuts in programs. Most every social program on the table will be cut. I think there will be probably less inclination whatsoever to get our troops out of Iraq or Afghanistan, and more inclination to get us involved in other international adventures. So right down the line, I think that almost everything that I believe in will be in jeopardy. I think it'll be worse than the Bush years, because in the Bush years, it was bad, don't get me wrong, but they stopped short of coming through the agenda. I believe this time they see the mistakes that they made. To a certain extent, there's a part of me that hopes that if they win this election, they actually follow through on the things that they have said. I think it's fair to the American people to see what that brings. And I think if that happens, the American people will then say, whoa, we didn't mean that.
Congressman Capuano, thanks a lot and good to see you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Congressman Mike Capuano speaking with us at his district office in Cambridge this week. Capuano is unchallenged for his seat in the 8th Congressional District, where he served since 1999.